98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
Now, it may not have won any TV BAFTAs last night, but it is definitely one of the best shows on TV. I am, of course, talking about this. The Traitors UK, presented by Claudia Winkleman. The US version, presented by Alan Cumming.
Yes.
And last night, they actually finally got to meet IRL after many moments of being ships passing in the night.
Yeah, because they filmed the UK and the US seasons both in the same castle, back to back. But obviously, when the UK people move off, the US guys move in.
Yes.
But they've just never crossed over.
So they may be filmed in the same location, but the UK and the US versions of The Traitors are actually quite different because the US version features no civilians, only celebrities.
Yes.
I do prefer the civilian style series, but when they get the right celebs on the US one, it's total carnage.
They seem to pull every one of the US Traitors from other reality shows specifically.
Yes.
That seems to be what they do.
They do. Randomly, Ekin-Su was in one of the US ones, which is actually very good. So they have different stars from shows like The Real Housewives, Survivor, Big Brother, RuPaul's Drag Race, and Celebrity Big Brother as well. So there's a rumoured list of cast members that might be doing season four of the US Traitors.
Yeah.
So from The Real Housewives, we've got NeNe Leakes, legendary housewife from The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Mary Cosby from Salt Lake City. Eva Marcel, she was in Atlanta as well. And Dorinda Medley from New York.
I think I know Dorinda's name by name.
Dorinda is excellent television.
Okay,
a couple from Survivor who I don't know. Big Brother, Frankie Grande.
Who's that now?
Ariana's brother.
No way.
From RuPaul's Drag Race, Bianca Del Rio.
Oh, yeah, fab.
Drag Race legend. And Jujubee as well could be taking part. But from Celebrity Big Brother, they've taken two contestants from the UK show.
Who?
Two feuding contestants. Two that really don't get on.
Who?
Tiffany Pollard and Gemma Collins could reportedly be doing season four of the US Traitors.
That would be TV worth watching for sure.
Having them in there and Dorinda.
Yeah.
I cannot wait for this. If this lineup turns out to be the true lineup that's going into that castle,
How are Tiffany and Gemma Collins these days? Like, have they buried the hatchet or?
I don't believe so.
Yeah, no, I just always remember that line.
Did not get on.
No, she was like these old maiden type shoes. Yeah, no. Like, as in Tiffany
two
got like a bit nasty.
Very strong personalities.
Okay.
Two alpha females.
So they could be heading into the Traitors.
Well,
USA.
They'd be both amazing as Traitors, so watch that space.
Have you ever got lost in IKEA?
No, but I've got overwhelmed. I probably have, actually. I actually probably have gotten lost. It's so big. There's so many amazing bits. But you do need to stay with the person you're going shopping with.
Hold their hand. A survey has found 1 in 5 of us have got lost in an IKEA store. I think I have. I've got lost when, because they have sometimes these shortcuts, so you don't have to go around. And if you
I'm at the table.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know where I am. 59% most likely to have been disorientated.
Sorry, this is such a funny survey.
Sometimes as well, when you know you want the bits and you don't want to go upstairs into the kind of showroom, just go down straight to the.
I like to have a look. I like to see the accessories, on top of the furniture.
Sometimes I like to just get straight into the bit on the lower floor.
When in doubt in IKEA, I think you should just meet where the meatballs are.
Yeah, meet me at the meatballs.
Yeah, if you lose me, I'm getting a tiny meal.
Lovely.
Yeah, love it. On a little tray. Absolutely fabulous.
Delicious stuff.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. 98 FM's Worldwide Rev with the number 7 Future Renew Night Serum, inspired by a breakthrough in night skin science.
We thought award season was over, but oh no, it's not.
Surprise! This morning I'm chatting all about last night's TV BAFTAs. They were held at South Bank in London. Mr. Bates versus the Post Office and Mr. Loverman, they were among the big winners on the night.
All the sirs.
Yes, Lenny James and Marisha Abela, they won the BAFTAs for Best Actor and Actress for Mr. Loverman and Industry, respectively.
Oh yeah, I love Industry. I hadn't heard of Mr. Loverman at all until the awards last night.
And now I really, really want to watch it. Arian Bakare, who also starred in Mr. Loverman, was named Best Supporting Actor. And Jessica Gunning from Baby Reindeer took home the award for Best Supporting Actress.
Now, I do feel like, did she win for Baby Reindeer or she won for something else? Did she win for Baby Reindeer?
I think it was for Baby Reindeer.
Like, I feel like that was out 3 years ago. Yeah. How are they still winning awards for that now?
I think there's just been so many award ceremonies and they've won so much at this point that the TV BAFTAs are probably the last one.
Gotcha.
One of the standout moments of the night was Ruth Jones accepting the award for Best Actress in a Comedy for her role in the Gavin and Stacey finale. She accepted the award in character as Nessa. Hilarious.
I'm not going to lie, this is immense. I wasn't expecting to win this, no way. I've won a BAFTA before, of course I have, in 1976. It was the Barry Arcade Fruity Technician Award. I'm not as grateful for that, but this... This is cracking.
I love Nessa is one of my favourite TV characters
brilliant.
Ever.
I have to say, fair play to Ruth Jones for someone who wasn't expecting to win to be able to turn the BAFTA into something that applied to Gavin and Stacey on the spot was very impressive.
Oh, the improv was improving. Ruth also fought back tears as she paid tribute to her longtime writing partner, James Corden, and also teased some future projects.
But the person I would like to thank most is my dear, dear, talented, lovely, kind, funny friend, James Corden. This astonishing journey for the past 17 years, and without whom Nessa Shanessa Jenkins would simply not exist. I love you, James. I love writing with you. Long may it continue. Thank you so much, Beth.
Very sweet, very sweet. They do genuinely seem to get on so well. Bit of a shock when the Traitors didn't win any awards last night.
Yeah, that's disappointing for them.
Might be nominated for four gongs. Mm. I did, though, we were chatting about this earlier on, Claudia Winkleman and Alan Cumming, they obviously, Claudia does the UK version, Alan does the US version.
Yeah.
They finally got to meet in real life.
Yeah, that's great fun.
I'd say they got on like a house on fire.
I'd imagine so.
Ant and Dec were snubbed in favour of Joe Lycett, who actually didn't go.
Is this the one that they've won for like donkey's years? Is it? Oh no, that's the NTAs.
That's the NTAs. They won for like 20. They've won for 20 something years in a row.
Yeah.
And this morning used to always win as well. And
then that went downhill, didn't it?
Also last night, Jessie J made her long-awaited comeback.
Yes.
Performed on British TV for the first time in 6 years. Take a listen to her new song, The Award Goes To.
The award goes to you.
Expecting more of a banger, but it's a ballad.
It's a ballad, and there's no denying Jessie J can sing, but there's no need to be fifth gear in a four-wheel drive for the entire thing. Do you know what I mean?
All right, Simon Cowell.
No, seriously, she just, like, it's... Yeah, and it didn't really go anywhere. The song
it's
just did the same.
No, from Brendan.
It just did the same thing over and over and over, and she was like... going 90 the whole time.
Elsewhere this morning, it's reported that The Real Housewives of New York is going off air.
Oh.
The dramatics. Page Six reports this after Bravo didn't include the franchise in its upcoming programming announcement last week.
Mm.
So the show, they had this OG cast for years, okay?
Yeah.
Ramona, Luann.
Yeah.
As in, money can't buy you clothes. And loads of other
people. Countess.
Yeah. Absolutely iconic, okay? Uh-huh. Then in 2020, it took a shift. There's a change. The COVID series was not great.
Okay.
And then they decided to reboot the whole cast.
Right.
So it's been a completely different show for the last two seasons and it just hasn't been the same.
Not the same, okay.
So apparently it's going on an indefinite hiatus, but Bravo have kind of denied and said we haven't announced anything yet.
Right.
But I think the people who star in the reboot haven't heard a word.
Well, that's how the end of Dancing on Ice started, wasn't it?
This is true. So watch that space. No official announcement yet, but the rumours are swirling. Finally this morning, Miley Cyrus has broken her silence on rumours of an ongoing family feud.
What is going on here?
Yeah, there's been lots of bits and pieces over the years. There was rumours about the mum's new fella and the all mad things for years. Okay, anyway, Miley Cyrus has broken her silence. She posted a statement explaining where she really stands with her dad, Billy Ray, who's now going out with Liz Hurley, and her mum, Tish. Miley wrote, "My mama and I are too tight for anything to ever come between us. She's my best friend. Like a lot of moms, she doesn't know how to work her phone and she somehow unfollowed me. Simple, coincidental and uninteresting."
Yeah.
That's,
so Miley Cyrus is saying
people
her
people noticed
mom,
last week the mum had unfollowed Miley and she's saying that her mum clicked
her
unfollow
mom
by accident.
Like everyone else's mum.
Yeah.
And doesn't know how to work her phone.
Exactly.
Do we believe her?
I do, because I feel like Miley would just say it if she had an issue.
Fair.
You can check out all the latest entertainment stories on 98FM.com.
98FM. All day, Big Breakfast.
A brand new prize.
Some glamour.
And a few sequins.
98FM.
Good morning, happy Monday, and welcome to a brand new week of Matchy Matchy. It is your favourite game on 98FM. Your chance to win some incredible prizes simply by saying three words. If you manage to do it, you'll win all these.
Win a gas-powered barbecue.
A flying lesson. Ooh. Over Dublin.
A suitcase with a matching carry-on bag.
A hydrofacial therapy.
A child's rocking horse.
A cordless vacuum cleaner.
And strap yourself in. Win a family pass to an Irish theme park.
Ooh!
I wonder what one that could be. There's many.
So many gorgeous prizes up for grabs in Matchy Matchy. And we have Danielle in Finglas trying to win them this morning. Danielle, you're on 98FM. How are you?
Hello, Brendan. I'm good. How are you?
We're great, thanks, Danielle.
How are you, Rebecca?
Great, thanks. It's the start of a fresh week and we're hoping we're going to get a win this week, Danielle. We've got a good feeling.
I'm hoping so. I have a feeling.
Danielle, you're recovering from a massive hoolie at the weekend.
We have re-gifted the prizes already. For some people, especially the flying lesson, because I can't be doing that.
Oh, you can't be getting in the plane, no.
No.
Danielle, how do you normally do when you play along with Matchy Matchy?
I won it twice with you, Brendan.
Okay.
But with Rebecca, I won it as well when we were playing along in the car.
Okay, so this is a tough decision for you.
Yeah.
Danielle, now that you're live on air on 98FM, who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with?
To be honest, I'm more in tune with Rebecca.
Okay, am I going to the booth? I'm going to the booth.
You're going to the booth.
Fabulous
stuff. The soundproof booth.
I'm excited. I'll be back.
Enjoy that bit of R&R now. The Monday morning. Kick back. Relax. Danielle, how was the four-year-old's birthday party at the weekend?
It was great.
Good.
Can I give a shout-out to the father?
Of course you can.
To me, bestie Lee Corley.
There you go, Lee. Good morning.
Because he's listening in.
Good morning, Lee. Okay, right. Danielle, are you ready to play Matchy Matchy?
I'm ready.
Your first word is baked.
Ate.
Baked. B-A-K-E-D. Baked.
Baked.
Yeah.
Baked cakes.
Your second word is blood.
Blood.
Yeah, blood. B-L-O-O-D.
Orange.
And your third word is sign.
Sign.
Sign. S-I-G-N. Sign.
Fine wine.
Begins with an S, yeah? Sign. S-I-G-N.
Oh, sign.
Yeah.
Sign language.
Okay, I said baked, you said cakes. I said blood, you said orange. I said sign, you said language. Danielle, are we locking them in?
Yes.
Here we go. Let's get Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth this Monday morning. How was that?
Absolutely spotless.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. A bit of spring cleaning's been happening in there.
Someone's been on the shaken vac.
Oh, yes.
Okay, your first word to Matchy Matchy.
Lily of the Valley.
Lily of the Valley, I love it. Your first word to Matchy Matchy with Danielle and Finglas this morning is baked.
Baked beans.
Your second word is blood.
Blood. Blood test.
And your third word is sign.
Sign language.
Have you managed to Matchy Matchy with Danielle in Finglas this morning?
Danielle, I'm sorry. Oh, no, dear. Did we get any?
You did. You both said sign language.
Okay.
After baked, Danielle said cakes.
I was going to say baked goods.
Baked
I didn't know
goods.
What to say.
Ooh. And after blood, Danielle said orange.
Oh, blood orange.
Yeah, very
delicious flavour.
Danielle, not to be this morning, but we're going to send you a 98FM goodie bag. And thank you so much for playing.
Perfect. Thank you.
Cheers, Danielle. We will do it all again tomorrow morning at the same time. If you think you can match three words with either Rebecca or myself to win you all those incredible prizes, WhatsApp Matchy to 0877 98 98 98.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.